Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 6th, 2017. Start of a brand new week of utter insanity. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. If my voice sounds a little bit different, it's because I got a brand new headset today. And after the show, I'm going to be going out and getting a replacement mixer. So we're updating our equipment here to make sure that we're getting the best possible show out there for you to listen to. And right now, Sam is in our control room today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. But I'm going to tell you up front, I don't know that I'm going to take a lot of phone calls because of all the breaking news that we have to talk about. Today, of course, is the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo. And I got a reader email asking for a special shout-out to Ron in Doylestown today, and the prediction, he'll fall off of his chair, so I hope he doesn't get too badly hurt. Obviously, the big news right now is Obamagate. That's what they're starting to call it, and the backstory is that late last week, the security detail around Donald Trump discovered evidence of wiretaps and listening devices in Trump Tower in the areas where the Trump campaign had been organizing and having meetings. So Trump was being spied on. And immediately, of course, the corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's complete nonsense. It's just a wild allegation by Donald Trump. It's got nothing. You know, we need to go back to talking about how he's trading wet, sloppy kisses with Vladimir Putin. Banner headline on the New York Times, Trump offering no evidence, says Obama tapped his phone, which strikes me as a really, really bizarre headline for the New York Slimes to have on there, because back on January 20th of this year, the New York Slimes had a front page above the fold story saying wiretapped data used in inquiry of Trump aides. So the New York Times is just out there smoking opium when they say that there's no evidence whatsoever when they had the evidence on their own newspaper. By the way, I've been searching this story all over the place, and notice, to nobody's surprise, if I use Google to search for stories on Obama wiretapping Trump, all of the denials and all of the that get shoved up to the top of the search results. You go to any other search engine, such as Yandex or DuckDuckGo, and the stories are properly blended between those saying, yes, it did happen, and those saying, no, it did not happen. Now, yesterday, trying to put out the fire on this one, James Clapper, who was Obama's Director of National Intelligence, went on Meet the Press to just say, absolutely, there was no wiretapping, it could not happen, it was absolutely ridiculous here, which would be reassuring to us all, except, of course, that James Clapper was caught lying under oath to Congress about the NSA spying on ordinary citizens. So they're raising on a busted flush by trying to get all these old fossils out there and say, oh, yes, trust us, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Now, it's beginning to look like Donald Trump did make a tremendous mistake keeping on FBI Director James Comey, because apparently, according to Judge Jeanine Pirro, Director Comey is urging the Department of Justice to just reject this wiretap claim, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. And so I think Comey definitely has to go, and it's time for us to start digging up all those stories about how Comey was overseeing drug cartel money laundering when he was a top executive at the HSBC Bank. Start getting that back on out there. Make that go viral. Now, Donald Trump isn't buying any of this. The word we're getting out of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's the deputy communications director, is that Donald Trump is simply not believing Comey's denials. And he shouldn't, because this all happened under Comey's watch. Now, at this point, they can't deny the wiretapping happened. There have been too many insiders who came on out, including a member of Obama's own administration, saying, yeah, it was going on. And Obama is saying, well, it was all the Department of Justice. I had nothing to do with it. Really, it was me. He's throwing his underlings under the bus here right now. So we have this Obama administration source confirms the wiretapping happened against Donald Trump. We're in full-on Watergate mode right here. And Obama's people are in total panic. The corporate media is in a total panic. The intelligence agencies who were involved are in a total panic. Now, former CIA analyst Larry C. Johnson is saying, according to his sources, yes, in point of fact, Barack Obama gave the green light for the NSA and CIA to spy on and sabotage Donald Trump. So, Mark Levin is out there saying that his sources are indicating no less than 6 federal agencies were involved in spying on Donald Trump and trying to wreck him. And even with all of that, they still couldn't get Hillary Clinton into the White House. And let's see. Now, according to Mark Levin, he said the tapping went back way before the allegations of Russian interference in the elections. It started before then. Now, the Obama people... let's do a quick shout-out to our honor affiliates rejoining our network. We're talking about Obamagate, the fact that President Obama, before the election, was spying on Donald Trump. And whether or not it was legal or whether or not we've got another Watergate on our hands, and given how hard the hackers are hitting my server today, it's pretty clear they're trying to keep a lid on this story right now. So Levin, Mark Levin, has documented the spying was going on before any allegations of Russian interference in the election. That's an important point. Keep that in mind. We're going to come back to that in just a little while. Now then, William Binney, who actually designed the NSA's mass surveillance system, is saying absolutely they were tapping Donald Trump's phone calls. There's absolutely no question. And they're not targeting foreigners. Now, it appears that partway through this spying, there was a concern expressed that it was, after all, illegal. It was, after all, a repeat of Watergate. And so the Obama administration tried to craft a legal fiction to say it was okay to do that based on the allegations that Trump and Russia were working together. Now, apparently, the FBI actually refused twice to wiretap Trump. So Obama went around them to the Foreign Intelligence Service Act court. And they requested a warrant, which named Donald Trump, and for once in its very long career, the FISA court rejected the warrant. Normally, FISA will grant something like 99.8% of all requested warrants. In this case, they turned them down. So the Obama administration went back to the FISA court with a new warrant about Russian individuals. It did not name Donald Trump. The FISA court granted the warrant, and the Obama administration then misused this warrant to spy on Trump and many connected to Donald Trump. And remember, all of this manufacturing of a FISA warrant happened after the spying was already underway. Now, Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nevada, delivered a statement on Saturday. He wants to see that FISA court warrant. He thinks it should definitely be brought out and made public right now to see exactly what it said and if, in point of fact, it was justified to be spying on Donald Trump's campaign on the basis of this warrant. Now, remember, the Foreign Intelligence Service Act has the word foreign in it. The warrants are not supposed to apply domestically and certainly not to a presidential candidate of the opposing party. Now, William Binney is out there saying exactly the same thing. This FISA warrant was a parallel construction to launder the improperly gained evidence through acceptable channels, trying to retroactively make it look like it was justified and legal on the basis of these allegations about Russia. And here's where it gets really interesting, because back on November 1st of last year, the FBI came on out and reported that their surveillance on the Trump campaign had not revealed any evidence whatsoever of Russian interference, Russia tampering or tinkering of any kind, and yet the Obama administration kept the wiretaps in place. That's where it starts to get really, really murky here. And remember, under the current technology, the government spooks can turn on the microphone and camera on Trump's personal cell phone even when he thinks it's turned off. They can do that to every one of us. Now, the reality is, contrary to the protestations, the whining in the corporate media, that there's nothing there. It's completely out of control. Paul Joseph Watson is out there saying there's significantly more evidence that Obama spied on Trump than evidence that Russia hacked the election. And that's absolutely true, especially when you have a member of Obama's former administration saying, yeah, it was common knowledge. And it gets worse than that. Obama was bugging Senator Jeff Sessions while he was still a senator, before he was even being considered for attorney general. They were spying on him. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting, and pay very close attention to it. 1 week before the election, Hillary tweeted a message that seemed to indicate she knew that Trump was being wiretapped. And if this intelligence being gathered on Donald Trump was being shared with Hillary Clinton, then it clearly had nothing to do with Russian interference in the election and everything to do with politics. And that puts us right back firmly in Watergate. And apparently that first visa court warrant was requested immediately following that meeting between Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the runway at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport in June of last year. They had a meeting, and all of a sudden, the wiretaps go on. This thing is as dirty as it gets. So all this story about Russia hacking, it's backfiring horribly. Because like the allegations of election fraud, oh, Russia's tinkering with our election, and yet all the election fraud actually found benefited Hillary Clinton. And so now they're, Russia's hacking this, Russia's hacking that. No, it was the Obama administration tapping into the phones, the communications of the Trump campaign. And you can just smell the panic out there. They don't know where, they don't know how to get in front of this. They can't get in front of this. They're trying to flood the corporate media with denials. They've got their paid shills all over social media saying this is ridiculous. You know, how dare you impugn Barack Obama? And everybody's out there, trying to put this down. Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, quote, it's just ridiculous for the president, President Trump, to say that President Obama would ever order any wiretap of an American citizen, any president. We just don't do that. And Obama's spokesman saying, neither President Obama nor any White House official ever ordered orchestrated surveillance on any U.S. citizen. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Well, unfortunately, that is not entirely accurate. But then you already knew that was going to prove to be the case. Because WikiLeaks has come on out with a list, by no means complete, of all the times Obama was spying on American citizens. There was the time the U.S. National Security Agency bugged a private climate change strategy meeting between U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. Obama bugged Chief of Staff at UN High Commissioner for Refugees for long-term interception targeting his Swiss telephone. Obama singled out the director of the Rules Division of the World Trade Organization and targeted his Swiss phone for long-term interception. Obama stole sensitive Italian diplomatic cables detailing how Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu implored Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to help patch up the relationship with U.S. President Barack Obama. Obama intercepted top EU and Japanese trade missions discussing their secret strategy. None of this has anything to do with the war on terror. It's economics. It's economic espionage. Obama explicitly targeted five other top EU economic officials for long-term surveillance. Obama explicitly targeted the phones of Italy's ambassador to NATO and other top Italian officials. Obama intercepted details of a critical private meeting between then-French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Merkel, and Berlusconi, where the latter was told the Italian banking system was about to pop like a cork. We know that Obama wiretapped various individuals in the U.S. media that were reporting information not flattering to the Obama administration. Obama's Justice Department targeted journalists with wiretaps in 2013. And, of course, they've tapped the journalists over at WikiLeaks itself. In 2013, the Washington Post expressed its outrage after the revelation that the Department of Justice had investigated the news-gathering activities of a Fox News reporter as a potential crime in a probe of classified leaks. I wish they were looking at the leaks coming out of Trump's White House that intently right now. The reporter, Fox News' James Rosen, and his family were part of an investigation into government officials anonymously leaking information to journalists. Rosen was not charged, but he was spied on. Also in 2013, members of the Associated Press were targeted for the surveillance. The ultra-liberal New Yorker even noted that in moderate and liberal circles, at least, the phone record scandal, partly because it involves dear old AP, and partly because it raises anew the specter of Big Brother, may well present the most serious threat to Obama's reputation. That is certainly true. It's coming on back to haunt him big time now. Reporter Cheryl Atkinson in 2014 said her personal computer and CBS laptop were hacked after she began filing stories about Benghazi that were unflattering to the Obama administration. A source who checked her laptop said the hacker used spyware proprietary to a government agency. So, yeah, they've been spying. U.S. bugged Merkel's phone from 2002 to 2013. There is no question that Obama was using the surveillance state for his own gain. Now, despite the flood of denials coming from Obama and the corporate media's reassurance that it could never, ever possibly happen, just like they were saying last October, there could never be such a thing as an election fraud, the House Intelligence Committee has agreed. They are going to investigate the Obama administration wiretapping of the Trump campaign. This is going to get very, very ugly. Judicial Watch is now suing the CIA and the Department of Justice for intel leak records related to the Michael Flynn case. And they had to file a lawsuit because the CIA and Department of Justice ignored the standard Freedom of Information Act request. So much for the most transparent administration. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, you hear me, Mike?
I hear you.
Okay, Trump's on my mind. I was just thinking, this sure seems like just a bunch of package of distractions. They usually run across the American people to keep the things going the way they were before Trump was president, you know? We ain't going to see no wall. We ain't going to see 11 million deported and bringing them back in. Hillary ain't going to jail. All we're doing is hearing, seeing, and talking about these distractions. And if you want to know,
this is not a distraction. This is not a distraction. This goes right to the heart.
Really?
Yeah, this goes right to the heart of the criminality of the Obama administration. And you know, there Obama's people.
Obama doesn't need a court order.
Obama
would use the.
Hang on a second. Okay. Trump is now in control of all that documentation, and it's going to come out. Trey Gowdy was on TV saying, we're going to get the paperwork on this because now all those documents are under the control of Trump, not Obama, unless they're going to back up the paper-shredding trucks and start getting rid of the files. This thing is going to come on out. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. No, this bugging of Trump by Obama is not a distraction. The new Immigration Act is a distraction. The corporate media has moved on to that. They've dropped Obamagate like a hot potato, and they're focusing endlessly on whether there'll be a legal challenge to the new Trump immigration order. And Trump actually blunted his own attack. He should have held off a few days to let Obamagate be the focus and gain more traction. Now, Trey Gowdy is out there, and he's definitely loaded for bear. And in addition to this question about whether Obama was wiretapping Trump and sharing the intelligence with the Hillary Clinton campaign and with Chuck Schumer, which has come on out, he's also after the leakers and saying that he wants to see these people in jail. He wants to see examples made out of them. Now, we're hearing right now that Donald Trump is absolutely furious. He's got every right to be. And we're hearing that, Trump is going to regain the initiative with this. The other day we were talking about Trump needs to regain the initiative. Now he's got it, and he's got to hang on to it and use it as hard as he can. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'll tell you the main way that we know that the spying on Trump by Obama is not a distraction, because ever since this story broke, my web server has been under nearly constant hack attack. They're trying to find some way to keep this story from getting on out there. They wouldn't be going to that effort if it was just make-believe and there wasn't any there. Let's take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Yeah, you're right. This is not a distraction. This is right now a battle of intelligence agents in the same agency. They are taking sides. It's basically, like we said, a civil war internally right now. And he's got the intelligence, most likely, because I believe he had a visitor at Trump Tower. I forgot the guy's name, Rogers, maybe the last name. I remember somebody said that he met him at Trump Tower, and maybe he's the one that delivered some of this intelligence on how, you know, he was basically spied on, you know, not you know, tapping phones / you know, computers, wireless phone.
My understanding is that they were doing a security sweep of Trump Tower. Trump's own private security detail was doing a sweep, and they found all these bugs. And that's what has exploded this whole thing. It's just like Watergate. They found the stuff by accident, and now everyone's going to be circling the wagons out here. And certainly the online polls are saying, you know, this is gaining traction. They can't make this one go away. And all of Obama's supporters are out there saying, well, the president does have this authority, and we could do this, and we have to resolve that issue about the Russian. You know, politics is perception, And right now, the perception for the vast majority of the American people is this is another Watergate. In fact, this one looks to be far worse.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, you said it's ugly. It's going to get ugly. It's ugly already. We're in a pivotal moment now. This is dangerous, and this is banana republic crap.
Yes.
You know, to bug a political opponent. You know, this is Stasi stuff, man. You know, I mean, geez.
I'll tell you what the real danger is. The real danger here is all governments have faction fights internally, but they're always hidden because a government, in order to win the support and trust and faith of its population, must present a front that the government is united and functioning smoothly, and there are no problems. But when that internal faction fighting breaks out into the open, then the people start to realize just what the real nature of their government is. And again, this is a symptom that we saw in the former Soviet Union in the months just before it all fell apart. And to me, it's feeling, I mean, I've been predicting a Soviet Union-style collapse for the United States for quite a while, and right now it feels like we might be on the verge of it.
Yeah, because internally there'd be a civil war with back and forth, but now it's out in the open. But not just that, but there's fracturing and faction fights outside with the protesters. So, yeah, this is Soviet Union era, you know, collapse. Hey, and then did you check out Loretta Lynch with her blood on the streets?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to be talking about her a little bit later because, I mean, basically, she's committed a crime with that video.
That's a declaration of war, Mike.
Yep.
Against its our own citizens by her. Sedition, man. You know?
It is.
These are the people you're dealing with.
Yep. They're not going to be happy until they get a civil war or they destroy the nation. It's unfortunately, it just feels like it's about to all come apart. All right, Dustin, we're going to let you go. Thanks an awful lot. Now, behind all of this, of course, there is still all the back and forth where the Democrats, who are now drooling over the fact that Sessions was forced to recuse himself from the upcoming investigation into the Trump-Russia link, are now drooling over Mike Pence for supposedly using a private public email service, regular email for state business when he was governor, even though under Indiana law that was absolutely legal for him to do. And, of course, as governor of Indiana, he was not in possession of classified information. So it doesn't matter if he used open email or not. But it turns out the new chairman of the DNC has his own Clinton-esque email scandal. When he was at the Department of Justice, Perez was using his personal email accounts to conduct official DOJ business 1,200 times. And apparently Perez is acknowledged to have committed at least 34 violations of the Federal Records Act. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here. We'll be right back with more of this information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the ghost of the email scandal. And it's been resurrected by this attempt by Democrats to attack Vice President Mike Pence over the fact that while he was governor, he used a regular outside email service for state business. The point being that under state law, that was perfectly acceptable. And he was not in charge of classified information. He wasn't in possession of classified information, so it doesn't matter. But they're trying to make a big deal about it. And as a result, the old email scandal is breaking into the public mind here again, and WikiLeaks has come on out with a new revelation that the Clinton campaign sent nuclear weapons secrets over open email. Definitely a tacky, tacky no-no. All right, we're going to grab a couple more phone calls here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, this is astounding, all of it, but you know what? It boils down to a couple things here. Obama's history, remember he used the IRS as a weapon against his opponents there.
Yes.
Many fold times, more than Nixon ever did. Remember when he bugged Associated Press, I think you went over that, the mysterious death of Michael Hastings, on and on and on here. But these guys are so dirty, Mike, and the whole Clinton-Obama thing was so dirty that when Trump started talking about draining the swamp, that was like a declaration of total war. They couldn't afford to let him be in office for very long. And everything, they would pull out every stop in order to prevent him from getting access. It's just the kind of thing that's coming out.
And they still failed. They still failed. All the vote rigging, all the spying, all the media bias against him, and they still couldn't steal that White House for Hillary Clinton.
And Mike, how about the revelations that you talked about earlier? I believe it was Friday, about how Soros and Obama were linked in all these, and Obama was laundering money and getting them to Soros groups and leftist action groups that now he's assuming command of.
You're mixing two stories because the one about Obama is apparently there was a secret slush fund set up in the Department of Justice, and the way it was working is the Department of Justice would threaten to bring charges against large corporations, and then a deal would be made where the charges would be dropped or reduced if the corporation would make a charitable donation to blah, blah, blah. And apparently a lot of corporations went along with that. And that's another big stink that's lurking there in the background.
Well, Mike, I'm betting that you can link those, that the money that they were forced to donate was to these leftist action groups that Obama is now assuming control of.
Yeah, there's no question about that. It was all these leftist groups that were getting all this money.
Yeah, so Mike, it's totally war. They can't allow Trump to stay in there. They'll either have to kill him or go to the Civil War, because they cannot stand to have any kind of scrutiny of what they've been doing.
Well, and, trying to go to a Civil War, trying to take our soft coup to a hard coup is going to be problematic, because the word I am getting from sources within the military is that the military rank and file will stand with Donald Trump if it comes to that.
I sure hope that's right, because it may come to that, really. But this
most
guy,
military
Obama,
people I know are strict constitutionalists. They may be ill-used, but by and large, most of them are really good people.
Mike, this guy is the worst. I think he ranks with the very worst of our presidents, and he already is the very worst of our ex-presidents.
I agree. Yeah? I agree. I absolutely agree. Okay?
Man. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This Obamagate scandal makes painfully clear how urgent electoral reform is. I know you haven't heard a response from the White House. Robert David Steele hasn't yet. And look at the lengths that these people will go to stay in power.
Yeah, unfortunately, Donald Trump may be a little too busy right now to deal with the vote fraud issue. He may think, and he with good reason, that it can be put off until next year.
Sure. But, I mean, look at the extent these people will what they'll do to cling to power. But I'm hoping, this is the time for grown-up Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Manchin, to come out and condemn this kind of behavior, to stand with the president and say, look, we don't support this. We're not with the Chucky Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, basically the fanatics of the Democratic Party. We're the adults of the Democratic Party, and we're going to stand up and stand with President Trump to condemn this kind of illegal behavior.
Well, right now we're everyone's talking about, where's the dividing line? Is it Republican versus Democrat? Is it young versus old? Is it neocon versus neoliberal? It's actually simpler than that. It's all of those who have committed crimes for which they could be sent to jail against the rest of us who want a restoration of our constitutional republic. That's really what it comes down to.
Right, and you know what? I think back to all those statements that Obama made while he was president, the IRS targeting of liberty groups, and I believe the Associated Press story, and he would say, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yes.
This is the guy who basically is wiretapping and bugging everybody, and it's the first he heard of it.
And then, of course, it came on out that he had known about it much earlier than that. I mean, Obama, and this is, even back when he was doing the IRS targeting, I said, this guy's already headed into Nixon territory. And by golly, was I right about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. But don't think that these people are beyond even the people of Obama and Hillary of basically trying to divide the military itself. They've done it to the American people. They'll try to divide the military itself, have the military at each other's throats, meaning trying to gain the favor of the minorities who are in the military. They'll stop at nothing, these people.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, and we're either looking at a civil war in the streets of America, or, given my choice, I'd rather go with a Soviet Union-style collapse, because when the Soviet Union fell, there was actually very little bloodshed involved, and I would prefer to see that than another civil war in the streets of America.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another phone call from James in North Carolina, then we're going to close the lines for a bit and get back to the news. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just a couple of questions. I had seen a couple of articles that Trey Gowdy was to be assigned to the House Intelligence Committee, but I didn't see him listed on the membership roll on that committee. I was just wondering, now I'm looking at the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence of the House. I don't know if there's another committee. Would that be
There's a larger committee around that, and that's what Trey has been assigned to. And I'm certainly glad that he was, because if this Obamagate scandal really gains traction, it's going to be an indictment not just of the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, but of the rogue intelligence agencies that need to be brought back in line. Because clearly these agencies that took part in this all committed crimes, and the leadership of these intelligence agencies ought to go to jail for it, because they're not above the law just because they're the chief spook. And ultimately, we need to get them under control, because they act like they run the nation and we're just here to make them richer. And again, when you look at the Clintons and Obama to a lesser extent and the Bushes, their political fortunes all intersect back in Arkansas in the mid-1980s with that CIA program to manufacture untraceable military weapons and smuggle them down to Nicaragua, and it was all being funded with literally tons of cocaine being smuggled back into the United States of America, sold to our children, with the money being laundered through all those land flip deals, savings and loan associations, and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority.
Well, I'll tell you, from what you say, and that's probably just a partial a rendering of it, if they get into this in any extent, it's going to turn over a lot of rocks.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Trump went on in there to drain the swamp. The alligators are already trying to fight back. But he doesn't know how deep that swamp goes, or just how stinky it is at the very bottom, because all of this goes back in an almost continual path of corruption, all the way back at least to when the CIA was smuggling opium from Vietnam back into the United States of America inside the body bags of our dead kids.
Yeah. Getting back to the House Intelligence Committee, the chairman is listed as Devin Nunes of California. I don't know really much about him. I've heard the name a few times.
Yes.
Do you happen to have any information? Is he?
He's been talking tough lately, but I'm waiting to see what he actually does. As far as Trey Gowdy is concerned, that man has been walking his talk all along. And if anybody's going to be able to pry this open, it's going to be Trey Gowdy. And I'm really, really sorry that he was not considered for Attorney General. And if Sessions is forced to resign, I strongly recommend to the Trump administration they look at Trey Gowdy being the new Attorney General.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that. Gowdy will be quite probably even more visible in the role he's in than he would be as Attorney General, but at any rate, well,
he's
really
certainly going to be visible on the independent media. I think we can count on the corporate media to absolutely turn a blind eye to all of this stuff, because if Obamagate explodes out into a new Nixonian epic, There's no way the corporate media, which had a pro-Hillary, anti-Trump bias all through last year's election season, they can't delink from that. They can't isolate themselves. They're going to be tarnished with that brush of this wide-ranging agreement to steal the White House for Hillary Clinton.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, just one more thing. I happened to notice Mike Pompeo was on that committee until he became a CIA director. But I'll take a look at it. I'm sure there are some pretty strong members on there besides Gowdy.
Yeah, well, my nickel is wagered on Trey Gowdy. All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit here because we've got so much stuff to cover before the end of the program. Now, getting on back to this constant harangue from the corporate media that Donald Trump talked to the Russians and Jeff Sessions talked to the Russians, and House Speaker Paul Ryan is out there saying, look, we meet with the ambassadors all the time. That's why the ambassadors are here. And as a matter of fact, in the last 2 months, every single U.S. senator has met with Russian representatives at one point or another as part of the normal course of business. It's what they do. So they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill because Sessions' two meetings with the Russian ambassador, the first was at a social function where Sessions was sent there by Obama. And there were a whole bunch of ambassadors, and they all met each other, and they said, hello, big deal. And the second one was a meeting with the Russian ambassador in his capacity as a U.S. senator. Now, if you go back to the transcript of Senator Sessions' confirmation hearing, Al Franken asks him if there were any contacts between the Clinton campaign and the Russian ambassador to talk about the campaign. And that's why Sessions said no, because that isn't what they talked about when they had the official meeting here. Now, Nancy Pelosi was asked if she'd met with the Russian ambassador and said no, and almost immediately, thanks to the internet, a photo surfaced of her with Sergei Kislyak, the ambassador. She got caught in another lie. Now, getting back to what I was saying before, I'm very, very concerned about the immediate future of the United States of America. The liberal Democrats are literally pushing for a civil war. You've got former Attorney General Loretta Lynch on video saying there needs to be blood in the streets. Or at the very least, we're heading into a Soviet Union-style collapse. Of the two, I prefer the latter. There's going to be a lot less blood of innocent people spilled. And I'm not the only person saying that. Over at LouRockwell.com, they have an article, Washington and America self-implode at the hands of a treasonous Obama-led shadow government. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, let's get on back to Loretta Lynch. She came on out there with a video posted on the Facebook page of the Senate Democrats. And basically, Lynch is literally inciting Democrats to commit sedition by resisting and overthrowing President Trump, the duly elected president of the United States of America, with marches, blood, and death. Now, Title 18, Section 2383 defines sedition as whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto. Loretta Lynch ought to be in prison right now. Even the New York Slimes is hitting the panic button. They have an op-ed out there saying it's that President Trump ought to be immediately stopped from making any more changes to the system, undermining any more of Obama's legacy. He should be stopped until this question of Trump's relationship with Russia is fully resolved. And again, going back to last November, the FBI, on the basis of these dubiously legal wiretaps, said, we found nothing. There is no evidence of any kind of Russian collusion, cooperation. And they're still out there pushing this bad Russia, bad Russia. It's like they're trying to bring back the McCarthy era. Now, new study and this is going to surprise nobody, the vast majority of corporate media coverage on Trump's first month in office was hostile, 90% of the time. This is from the Media Research Center. And basically said that, especially considering this is supposed to be the so-called honeymoon period, the corporate media coverage was 88% negative against Donald Trump. The battle lines are being drawn. And by the way, from the corporate media's point of view, those of us in the independent media, we're part of the enemy as well. They don't like us one tiny bit. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the corporate media, and they're not going to be able to de-link from Obamagate. This thing is gaining traction. Politics is perception. People are seeing it as a new Watergate, and possibly a more corrupt criminal president than Richard Nixon. I'm sure the ghost of Richard Nixon is out there breathing a sigh of relief. The corporate media can't disconnect itself. They can't disassociate. Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying congratulations to the CIA for assembling the world's greatest collection of media prostitutes in its CNN brothel. And that sounds about accurate. Of course, around here we call them prostitutes and correspondents because that's what they do. They are not paid those million-dollar salaries to tell you the truth. You can get the truth for free or for a few small donations to whatreallyhappened.com. Those people at the major TV news networks are paid those million-dollar salaries to be very convincing liars to get you to believe as the rulers want you to believe. And the rulers are now realizing that they are in trouble. There was an op-ed over at the New York Slimes claiming the internet threatens democracy because the flow of information is now bypassing the establishment class. That's it. We're a threat to democracy. Because now we're talking to ourselves, person to person, rather than accepting what the establishment tells us to believe. And they're saying they're blaming the internet for the collapse of establishment authority. Well, when that authority is based on lies, it should collapse. I've read that Constitution many, many, many times. Nowhere in there is the government given the authority to lie to the American people. We even used to have laws against government propaganda used on the American people. So anytime the government lies to us, they're acting unconstitutionally, illegally, and they delegitimize the entire U.S. government by doing that. So the New York Slimes is out there saying, oh, it's a threat to... Actually, it's a threat to the system. It's a threat to the established order. Mea culpa maxima. And darn proud of it, I might add. I will not live under a government that lies to me. Better no government at all than a government that lies to me. Another article over here from Investment Watch Blog. The New York Slimes, we hate the internet. We lost control of the narrative. Yes, you have. And that was the whole point. To bring back free and open discussion of the issues instead of filtered, constant, uniform propaganda to get us to give all of our money to the bankers, to buy all the medicines Big Pharma wants us to buy, to eat GMO food happily, to imagine that a little radiation is good for us, and to send our children off to be killed and crippled in pointless wars of conquest that only make the money junkies richer than they are. And the problem with the money junkie is it's never going to be enough. It doesn't matter how much money a money junkie has, they have to have more, no matter who must die for it. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, new nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you